This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your life is crumbling, you've come to the right place. We will uncrumble it. We are the uncrumblers here on the Good Day program. I'm Uncrumbler Doug. Jay is the senior uncrumbler.
An uncrumbler.
We got to celebrate Mother's Day. Mother's Day. How would you like to, let's see here, today is, I'm looking at the calendar, what is today? It's the 9th, right?
The 9th.
All right, so Mother's Day is Sunday the 14th. So there's a, I guess you've done this, you've posted this on our social media site, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air.
You could also share
some of this on the phone if you'd like with us, 855-999-DOUG. I think you ought to ask your mother a couple of basic questions. And the questions can be about them, what they like, what they don't like. And then challenge one of your siblings to, if you have, hopefully have siblings, to predict what your mother's answers would be. For example, what's your mother's favorite song? What's her favorite food? What's her favorite movie? Favorite kind of car? Favorite TV show? That sort of thing. Favorite vacation spot. All right.
Favorite child. Dun, dun, dun. She'll probably say it depends on the day.
Uh-huh. Well, that's probably true, right? Who do you suppose when you... I'm looking around at some of the people in the news today, and Elizabeth Holmes is on the watch, on the ready to go to jail. You know, she's been... she ran this company, and it was worth billions of dollars, and it was all a sham. So she was arrested, and she was tried and found guilty of basically conducting the scam. This has been going on for, since 2015, 2016? Something like
some
that.
Sometimes.
Right? I think it's been a long
time.
It was
supposed to be a legitimate business. It just didn't work the way it was supposed to. And rather than acknowledge that, they just kind of fibbed everything and kept rolling forward.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I think I feel sorry for her to a point. And I'm not sure at what point. She was trying to do something that was good. And
well, it's a nonviolent crime. I think that there's so much going on, so many heinous acts in this world, that a lot of times when it comes to somebody that, not necessarily, I don't want to say making a mistake, because it's not like it was an accident. She chose to do what she did. Does she regret it? Probably. But it wasn't necessarily a violent crime. And I don't know, maybe that changes how we feel about some perpetrators now.
Yeah, to a point, I think you're right about that. Speaking of perpetrators, it was May Day, big celebrations in Russia, and the main parade. Putin took the opportunity, and I don't know how I guess we still have people over there who are listening and watching, and of course this stuff gets put on video and it goes on to social media. So Putin addressed Victory Day in Moscow, in Red Square. Now, I've said this many times. I've been in Red Square. It's not at all what you think it is. You know, they have these videos of all this military hardware going down, and the soldiers are in lockstep. But the Red Square, one side the Kremlin is on, then there's that huge sort of mosque church at the end. But then it's a brick sort of roadway, and it goes around. So when you see these parades, it's the same soldiers, it's the same hardware going around the block. They just go around and around and around the block. And so it looks like it's bigger than it is, but it's not big at all, frankly. And so when you see all of these things, they always on their holidays parade all this military stuff through Red Square, and it's really kind of a joke because it's so small. At any rate, the Kremlin moved to unleash a number of cruise missiles on Ukraine on the day when they celebrated their real victory in this real war. So Putin is telling the Russian citizens that they're winning, and the war the Russians had to protect themselves because of untamed ambitions of the West. The West wants to take over Eastern Europe and push Russia into the sea or whatever other nonsense he comes up with. And I don't know who's still buying it. The interesting thing I find, Jane, looking at some of these pictures, some of the video, the age of the soldiers, they look like they're kids. When you saw the soldiers, they were all, you know, they have these big foolish hats that they wear.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians.
Also, that's to show how old we are getting, because a lot of them are the same age. It's just our own perception.
Well, but I also think that he's enlisted a lot of youngsters.
Younger as well.
Right, in order to, you know.
There are people who are just following because they feel like that's what they have to do. They disagree with what's going on. Others who truly believe they are the good guys. They are on the side of good. They are doing what needs to be done. And I think you can also go with that for any war that there has ever been in history. Some people, like, you truly believe that you are on the side of good, whether you are or aren't. That's perception. That becomes your reality.
Yep. Well, perception is reality. That's the way it is under the circumstances. All right. So the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, says that he is going to call lawmakers in Tennessee back into session for a focus on guns. This is a Republican-led legislature. They adjourned this past year without taking any action on gun control. The governor there wants to pursue thoughtful, practical measures. What sort of a buzzsaw do you think he's going to run into, Jay? When you get right down to brass tacks in Tennessee, that's not exactly the first state I'd go to if I was trying to get gun control.
Especially with the school shooting that happened recently, he and his wife, one of the, I think it was the head, the principal, of, I forget the word for it, but that was his wife's best friend. And another teacher who was there that was killed, was a substitute teacher there, was another one of their friends.
Right.
So this hit him personally.
Yeah. So apparently he says there's broad agreement that action is needed. So all eyes will be on them to see if they're going to do something that's significant. And I don't know. I mean, what do you do that's significant except the laws that are on the books now? Enforce them. Enforce the laws that are a part of our, you know, a part of the creed now. Not, you know. I don't know. I just find it frustrating. I'm glad that they're doing something, and maybe they'll have some success.
And Nashville just, or not even Nashville, I'm sorry, Tennessee, just like a lot of other places, is getting hit pretty hard one thing after another. There was quite a few years ago in Knoxville, there was another school shoot. There was a school shooting. There was the Christmas Day bombing that happened a few years back in downtown Nashville. It's a lot. And then we're talking about Dallas and Texas, where it's just one thing after another that's happening in Texas even.
Yeah. All right, I just clicked on. You want to do a little clickbait stuff?
Oh, of course you did. What did you click on this time? What rabbit hole are you going to take us down?
There's a story about Sean Hannity thinking about retiring. And so into the clickbait goes the focus on how much he's making and how much other news anchors are making, and whether that's it's just kind of a fun thing to go down there. I will tell you one thing, that the anchors used to make a lot more money than they do now. That's pretty much true. Radio people used to make a lot more money than they do now, but the salaries are way off. The only thing that is, that in terms of entertainment or the public eye and media, the only people that are making more money are people who are doing movies and TV shows. That's holding up. But other folks like...
And athletes.
Yeah, athletes too. Thank you. Yes, that's good. Don Lemon, for example, before he got fired, was making $1 million a year. Now, that's not a lot for somebody who had the exposure that he had. Now, whether he's worth more or not, everybody's worth what they get paid, I suppose. David Muir, who is the lead on ABC World News Tonight, currently is making $5 million a year. Savannah Guthrie, who is a very important part of the Today Show, right? I think there's something about her that I find charming and lovable, even though I don't watch the Today because I'm on the air. Excuse me. But you see enough So her salary is $7 million, according to Clickbait Central. Let's see some other gossipy stuff that's in here that Gail King makes $5.5 million. I'm surprised she didn't make the same. She ought to make the same. Her agent's not doing her. If Guthrie makes $7 million, Gail should be making $7 million as well. Scott Pelley, who now doesn't do the CBS Evening News anymore, very difficult to deal with apparently, but he's an interviewer on 60 Minutes. This is not bad for what he's doing, frankly. $5 million bucks a year for being an interviewer on 60 Minutes, that's not a bad gig, right? Would you agree with that?
Not bad, no.
Diane Sawyer, who also does, but she's got an old, she has an 11-year deal that continues. She does stuff she's on ABC now, but she's been on all the networks.
I was going to say, she's Diane Sawyer. Like,
right, $9
million
bucks.
She should be making bank.
Yeah, $9 million bucks. Where'd that expression come from, making bank?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Deborah Norville, who does that, Inside Edition? Been doing that for a long time. I always liked her. She and I had a nice conversation at an event once, and I just found her to be very charming, very likable. She's only getting $1 million a year to do Inside Edition, which kind of surprises me. I would have thought that there was more money than that in that. It's not bad. Juan Williams for being over at Fox as a contributor, $500,000. Those contributors, sometimes those gigs are pretty good. You know, under the circumstances, they don't do that much. And getting, you know, because he's a name, they want to retain him and use him as a promotional. Look, we're on Fox and we've got Juan Williams. Yeah, so that's why they pay him that kind of money. David Gregory, who is, I find him to be banal as much as anything else, $5 million a year. So anyway, you get into some of these, the numbers and some of these people. The real reason that I clicked on it was to see if Sean was holding up his end of the bargain. $29 million, which that's an interesting comparative to Laura Ingraham, who gets two. She's on just a half. What do you think about that? There's a battle of the sexes right there. All right, 18 after. This is a good day.
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale.
agents have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, 23 after the hour. It is May 9th. Happens to be a Tuesday. You're listening to the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, focusing now on some of the trending celebrity news on social media. And at the top of the list, Nick Cannon shows up, talking about how he feels regarding his massive family. He doesn't seem to be very good at keeping his pants on, and therefore he has 12 children. And so what is that? Is it any of our business? Probably not. But it seems it's an interesting conversation to have. Anyway, should we leave him alone or not? We'll find out after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
All right, so Jay, Nick Cannon, who is all over the place, does radio, does television,
lots
of women in his life, and 12 children, etc. So he's talking about Mariah Carey. Did he have a relationship with her at some point in time?
Oh, they were married. Yeah, they were married. They have twins together. I believe the twins were his first children. I could be wrong. I love the relationship that Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon continue to have. They are very close. They co-parent beautifully. And according to Nick Cannon, they talk every day. She's always checking in on him, making sure he's doing okay, because there's all these rumors that float around about him, and that with so many children, he clearly has to be a deadbeat dad, because how can he be in all of their lives on a regular basis?
He makes
basis?
A lot of money.
And
he can do that.
Yeah, he's like, no, when I am with my children, I am with my children. When I'm not with my children, I still want them to know and feel loved.
Are they
by
all
father,
over the place?
He feels like he's successful to them.
Do they live all over the place?
In a couple different places. Yeah, I don't believe they're all necessarily in California, but none of them were accidents. They were all planned. He has relationships to a degree with all of these women, whether it's friendships or a kind of a different relationship where it's not exclusive, but everybody's on the same page. And Mariah Carey apparently is also like, no, we talk every day and you tell me what's going on. So if these reports come up, because a lot of false reports are always coming up about celebrities, she can immediately know, like, okay, we don't have to worry about something that she would know first. She would be able to know what the lies are and are not.
Mm-hmm. He makes $100 million a year. And that makes sense. Radio,
yeah, with
the
how much he's working.
And, yeah, he's all the time
so
here, there, and
shows,
everywhere.
My
goodness. Yeah, he's going to replace, at least for this season, till the rubber hits the road with Jamie Foxx. He's going to do Beat Shazam. Well, those shows are easy to do. It's like I read something. I don't know Steve Harvey, but I enjoy watching him. All those shows he does completely extemporaneously. Mm-hmm. They shoot 5 Family Feuds a day. He just shows up and they give him the cue cards and he goes, you know, he doesn't, there's no prep, there's no rehearsal. It's just, okay, away we go.
Yeah.
And that's, exactly. I think, probably how Nick works it. If you're smart and you know how to do stuff, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, and then he has lupus. He's been hospitalized himself quite a few times over the course of his life with this battle with lupus, and so he really has to be on his game to keep himself healthy with everything he's doing.
Is there any news, by the way, on Jamie Foxx? I've seen him in the last few days.
It's no longer, I forget the word I'm looking for. He seems like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, good. All right, that's the important thing. All right, here we are. Hold on. More to this ride as we continue. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on 2 major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
I guess we don't come back with any singing in this half hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Tuesday, May the 9th. May's full moon was dubbed the Flower Moon, Jay, in honor of the spring season. There are lilacs galore on the farm. I love lilacs. Love the smell of them.
So pretty.
Love what they bring in terms of the season. It's really very cool. So here in the Western Hemisphere, the Northern Hemisphere, we have springtime. Down south, if you will, down under, it's the beginning of fall. So that moon that we saw, the flower moon that we saw up in this neck of the woods, is the orange moon down
in the southern hemisphere. So it was white and big here, but it was orange the way the nighttime sky is in the southern hemisphere this time of year. It was orange, which I find, you know, it's interesting just to understand how Mother Nature works as much as anything else. Can't really, some of the stuff you can explain and some you can't. It's, you know, going into the summer travel season, new routes, new delays.
new ways to pack a carry-on only because you should not check your luggage if you want to see it.
Yeah, again, I had the experience when I was flying back on Saturday night from Washington. I had to get routed through JFK, even though it's just short skip, like an hour 10 from Washington to Boston usually, but I couldn't. On Saturday night, there's not a lot happening in terms of direct flights, so I jumped on a plane to JFK and then we sat on the ground in Washington for almost an hour after getting on the plane, pushing off. The pilot says nothing until you get out of the end of the runway. Well, we have to sit here for 40 minutes because air traffic control says there's too much traffic going into JFK. And I had a tight connection as it was. So it was, you know, you'd sit on pins and needles. Okay, we're going to get off the ground, get there. Well, we got there just in time, and I'm running down the concourse, and I get to the gate for the Boston flight, and this snarly, smarmy, really bitchy, and I probably wouldn't say that. What would I use as an equivalent for a man? She was a horror show. Working for American Airlines, disgusting. I've sent a complaint in. Just nasty. So she said, the flight is closed. She saw me running down the hall and said, the flight's closed. You can't get on. I looked at her.
Were the doors already closed?
No.
The doors were not closed.
Not closed. And she looked at, and it was, by the way, the flight was supposed to take off at 10 o'clock. It was quarter of 10. And everybody else was on the plane. Flight's closed. I looked at her. I said, I'm getting on that plane. And I said it just like that. And she looked at me, she snarled, she looked at her other co-workers, and they rolled their eyeball like, who is this guy I think he is? We're in charge here.
Yeah, and they're like, here we go again.
Right, yeah. So then she takes my old, I had my boarding pass, she rips it up. And then she looks at me, and I said, not another word after that. So she prints out another boarding pass and gives it to me, and she throws it at me. You know, how stupid are you? How bad is American that they hire and keep people like this? You can say all you want to about how hard it is to find good help. There's no excuse for that. None whatsoever. Especially now, you know, it may be that they don't like their job, they don't get paid enough, it's too hard, blah, blah, blah. Then go find another job. But you're not doing yourself or the people that you work for any help by being the way you are. It's just, and that's why American comes in at the bottom. I fly them all the time because they have so much mileage. You know, it's easy for me to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But this kind of stuff is just
or were there some interactions that happened prior to you showing up and you were kind of just like, what is it? What's
right.
the thing, the,
yeah.
the straw
yeah.
that broke the camel's back? But exactly. I'm shocked that they wouldn't let you on if the door was still open.
Yeah.
I believe that
well, they let me
you're
on,
supposed
right.
to, yeah, they're supposed yeah. to let you on because it's not a closed flight until the door is literally shut. I've had a situation where the flight ended up taking off early or getting ready to take off early, and I didn't make it through security in time. And while I technically was on time to the gate, they had already shut the door, so I missed
yeah.
it. And I understood that. Like, okay, the door is shut. They cannot open it again, legal reasons. But for you, the door was still open.
Yeah, right. All right, other travel news. Here's something for those of you who like the Hilton Hotel in Nashville. There's a manager who's under arrest now after one of the guests in the hotel said he came into her room and began sucking on his toes.
Can you imagine? Like, you wake up and you're
and
like,
some guy's sucking on your toes. Right. Yep. It wasn't a woman either. It was a man named Peter Brennan
yeah.
who was asleep
uh-huh.
in the room. Yeah. What a bizarre altercation. What is it that makes you that crazy that you want to go into somebody's room and suck on his toes? Are
well,
you
and
nuts?
Hotels
You're
have
nuts.
Those deadbolt things where
yeah.
somebody
I always lock
cannot
mine.
Come in. Always lock them.
Always
yes.
lock it. Right.
Not to, not victim did. Shaming or anything, but you know what I mean. Just lock
yeah.
your doors.
Yeah, exactly. The guy said he went into the hotel, into the room because there was a smell of smoke. Was that the what he used as an excuse? Well, I went into that room because there was a report of smoke being in the room. And then he's, but when you're asleep, this is like a silly picture in a silly movie. So you have the sheets, covers pulled up on you, and your toes are sticking out of the bottom of the bed. I want my toes covered, thank you. Don't you?
Well, maybe they were. We don't know.
Yeah.
This manager could have uncovered those toes.
So this guy was arrested at his home and charged with aggravated burglary and assault. He's on a $27,000 bond. He says, I'm having problems sleeping. He has PTSD. So that's his excuse?
Yeah, this would be traumatizing.
All right, anyway. Okay, let's see what we have. Going back in history, the remains of a 19th century hospital and cemetery. Wow! Found in Florida's Dry Tortugas National Park. 100-square-mile area. This work's been going on since last summer. Collaborative project between the Park Cultural Resources staff, members of the National Park Service's Submerged Resources Center, who knew they had one of those, and the Southeast Archaeological Center. University of Miami graduate students are working to uncover what may be there, and apparently they found one heck of a lot in this. So there was an old cemetery, right, and a hospital that were underwater. That's basically what they found.
Well, yeah, and it's like one of those things of we worry about waters receding today. Well, clearly they do that because these locations were not underwater at one point in time, and then the water came up, and then it'll recede. It's like what you're always saying, Doug. It's very, it's a cycle.
Yep, it goes up and it goes down. So another here's another science exploration. The NASA website today has the pictures and the research, the background material on this star that swallows up the planet. Did you see this? This is the first time that anything has been celebrated. By the way, this was 12,000 light years ago that this happened. We're just seeing a picture of it now. Which is even more mind-boggling. But it shows how a sun like ours, a star, it's a sun, swallows up planets as part of that solar system dying, because that's what happens. Solar systems, like what's going to happen to the Earth, in another 5-6 billion years, the sun will spread out and eventually consume most of the 3 or 4 planets that are near in, and then it explodes. And the rest of the planets all die because they have no, there's no, you know, if you don't have a sun, you don't have any, no matter how far out you are, you still need that sun, that energy from the sun. So Jupiter will, you know, go away, and Uranus and Neptune, and see you all later. Check on you the next time through, right? Hey, what a, imagine that, though. Think about it. What you can see, it's just... And then you get back to the mundane things of life. Like, here we are with the pressure growing on Biden to bend. I'm not going to bend. We're not going to cut spending. Well, you know what, Charlie? You need to. It's enough. The Republicans have enough votes to keep you from getting anywhere. They don't want to have this go down the tank, and neither do you. But it's going to look worse for Biden than it would for McCarthy if there isn't a deal, because McCarthy's already come across. Most people when surveyed will tell you they want to cut spending. Why doesn't the House and the Senate? Well, the House has gotten it. The Senate hasn't gotten it. The Democrats don't get it. Biden doesn't get it. So having this fight, it's about ego as much as anything else. Come on, Joe.
Well, it also just seems like pretty words.
We need to cut spending.
Yeah, but it also just seems like pretty words when people are like, well, we need to cut spending, and then there's no, well, here's how we're going to do it. Here is what it would actually look like. Here are, because there's cause and effect for everything, including cutting spending.
Yes.
So people just want to say the pretty words because they sound nice and it will help get them votes and everything, and then nothing happens.
Vote for me. I'll cut the budget. Right. Angelina Jolie, remembering her late mother's cancer battle. This is a very important thing because it's World Ovarian Cancer Day and something that ought to be taken very seriously. Cancer is still a scourge caused by the environment. Often, well, there are three things. My former wife, I still call her my wife because she's my only wife, And I talked about this many times. She had stage 4 breast cancer, lasted for 21 years, and her life was a misery. But she wanted to stay alive for the children as they grew up, and so she did. She was a very determined sort. She had every kind of cancer that you could imagine floating through her body after the discovery of the breast cancer spread to her bones, to her brain, to her ovaries. Well, she'd had a hysterectomy, so she didn't have much left down there anyway. But this is something that is, how do you not think about this? What is Angelina Jolie talking about? Her mother, who's 73, passed away 15 years ago because she had a struggle with ovarian cancer. I think often breast and ovarian cancer go together, don't they?
I'm not sure about that one, but with ovarian cancer, it's one of those things that people should not be dying from it. It should be easily treatable, but the problem is people are diagnosed at later stages because the symptoms coincide with so many other intestinal kind of ailments. The symptoms kind of present themselves as IBS or other kind of stomach issues.
Yep. Yeah, right. You can't tell easily. You gotta have.
You don't think. Yeah,
listen to your body. Isn't that that's what you gotta listen to your body. That's it. Listen to your body. Speaking about listening to your body, how about your immune system and how that's fine? You know, if you have a strong immune system, you're gonna be able to ward off things, all kinds of things, including cancers that, for the most part, this is something I was gonna talk about with regard to Tony. It was the environment. It was her hereditary, what she was given in her DNA from her other people in her family, and also the stress level. Those are the three things that cause cancer. So those are the things to be aware of. One of the things you can do for your body is to enhance your immune system by balancing your acid level and your acidic level and your alkaline level. And that's where Balance 7 comes in. In just 3 days, it'll dilute the acid buildup, and you'll feel so much better, and your immune system will work. Proof positive. Try it and see. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. Get the best deal on Balance 7, 800-793-9039.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, Chucker. All right. This is...
It's so happy for what it is.
Yeah. That's the theme from Friday the 13th. Yeah, great. One of Chucker's favorites, no less. These guys come from the same... I think these... I would have found these in the Nat... These guys that do this stuff in the Nazi collaboration book or something. These guys. All right, Chucker.
Were you first or second on line opening weekend? Anyway, Friday the 13th, right. The original film... Released in theaters May 9, 1980, this day in movie history. Yeah, you're going to disagree, but this actually was a very interesting, important film in the annals of film history, simply because
films?
It was a slasher movie. You didn't sleep. I remember seeing this opening weekend. My friend's big brother brought us, right? And this movie scared the heck out of me because I never saw this type of slasher violence on a big screen. And then when Halloween came out in 1970, it was not a slasher film. It was a suspense movie. There was no blood. But the producers, after the success of Friday the 13th and Halloween 2, made that movie a slasher movie. It was much up the violence, much more graphically. So this gave birth to the slasher genre, Doug, which I know you're heavily interested in.
Oh, yeah, right. It's a really good for people.
Study it when we get off the air, and we'll talk about it more.
Mental health.
But it was actually a very scary movie, the original Friday.
Yeah, of course.
Very scary.
All right, the writer's strike continues. We all saw the effects of the MTV Movie and TV Awards, although That movie, Scream 6, won the Best Movie Award at the awards. Come on.
I didn't watch.
The best show, The Last of Us. Best performance in a movie went to Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Top Gun. Let's see here. Best Kiss went to Madison Bailey and Rudy Panko in Outer Banks. I don't know anything about that. Is that a movie or a TV show? What's that?
TV show.
It's a TV show.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Courtney Cox got the best fight scene.
That was a good fight scene in Scream 6. I like that fight scene very
really?
Much.
Who's this woman that she was fighting with?
I know it was Ghostface, the killer she was fighting. Yeah, she's got stabbed multiple times. I won't tell you if she lives or dies. See the movie.
Yeah,
and then we'll talk about that tomorrow also.
Right. Yeah, no, thanks very much.
Here's the thing. I don't recall. I think it's Universal released a trailer yesterday to The Meg 2. That's the sequel to the Giant Shark movie with Jason Statham. Holy smoke. It's like this bombastic, this ridiculous, and this is a combination of both. The first one's a little over the top because the novel it's written on is over the top, but this, they're really going for the Sharknado with a $100-plus million budget here.
Perfect.
Listen, it's not a superhero movie, so that's good, but it's so ridiculous if you watch this trailer. I can't take it seriously on any level.
Nicole Kidman is supposed to get an AFI Lifetime Achievement Award, but it was postponed because of the writer's strike. One wonders what
what
other toll is being taken by this current strike.
I hear one of the
movies,
big beasts,
TV shows.
And one of the big beasts in the disagreement is the writers are frightened of the concept of AI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They ought to be.
And so they want to put that in the contract that no AI. And that's scary stuff. It's just bizarre to me.
Guardians of the... Go ahead. No, I want to hear
question
from
you. Kevin Costner, I don't know how true it is. I just read an article stating that him and his lawyers are stimulating or negotiating with Paramount for his character, and how his character exits the show. Now, this seems to be a ton of bad blood. Going forward, how bad do you think this will hurt or not Costner's reputation in the industry?
I think people get over that sort of thing. It depends on what really is going on behind the scenes. That's the problem. You don't really know what's going on.
He was notoriously known for bad ego, you know, when he was doing
Waterworld. It's tough to work with. Yeah.
It's tough, you know, because his ego was enormous.
Yeah.
You know, his self... His self-worth or his ego is enormous, but you know, he couldn't fit through the door. But I don't know, this seems really ugly, the whole Yellowstone stuff to me.
It's too bad because it's a good show, frankly.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff, interesting stuff.
Thanks.
Chris Pratt's been criticized for keeping his faith. I don't understand people. Haven't you got a life? Why would you scrutinize if this guy is a Christian? Or not? Who cares? He's a man
really
of faith. Get lost with that stuff. I mean, really and truly, you got nothing better to do in your life. Well, here's a Christian.
Isn't that the problem of people in general? People prying into other people's
right. Yeah, social media has ruined the world, as far as I'm concerned. So he doesn't like the lesbians, the gays, and the bis. And okay, so what? None of anybody else's business. I don't know. That's
all
too
right,
bad.
We'll,
it's too bad
we'll,
that it's attached to being a Christian.
Tomorrow, Doug, me and you.
More horrible news tomorrow, Chucker?
Yes.
Fabulous. Let's look forward to that, boys and girls. All right, so it's Chuck Curry. He's always here with us at this time every day on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. Moments are fleeting because it's now...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.